The Land Water Conservation Fund was established by an act of Congress and signed by President Lyndon Johnson in 1965. That fund provided money and grants to local, state, and federal government entities to purchase privately held land for preservation and conservation. The fund used no taxpayer money. It was supplied with money from earnings on offshore drilling leases. The idea was to allow regions of the country to buy land worth preserving from any type of development, drilling, or mining, and for everyone to use for recreation and to also help preserve America's natural landscapes. In 2015, Congress allowed the fund to lapse, but public criticism led to a three-year extension. But come September, that extension ends. Joining me to discuss the contributions of this fund to both Idaho as well as the American West are David Langhorst, director of the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. And joining us by phone is Adam Souders. He is a professor of history at the University of Idaho, as well as a columnist with the High Country News. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Adam, I'd like to start with you. Could you quickly just give us a little bit of background on the Land Water Conservation Fund and what was happening at the time that it was established?
Sure. We can really focus in on the 1950s. Americans are back from World War II and hitting the roads and going to national parks and things like that, and the demand wasn't really being met. President Eisenhower asked Congress to check out outdoor recreation and see what they could do, and they created an Outdoor Recreation Resources Review Commission in 1958. And one of its recommendations when its report came out was to provide this fund that would help support outdoor recreation planning, and that's where we ultimately get the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which was signed the same day as the Wilderness Act, and that gives you a sense of some of the context of what Congress was doing at that time.
And David, the scope of the funds, they literally go from national parks all the way down to local playgrounds, correct?
Correct. There are several components. A large part of it, 62% historically, has gone to federal land acquisition for the Park Service and BLM, Forest Service. But what's important to Idahoans is about 25% of the total goes to the Stateside Grants Assistance Program. And so what that's meant for Idaho over the years is about $40 million worth of investment in our recreation infrastructure.
So give me an example of when you talk about that $40 million, where have we seen this in Idaho?
When it's hard to find a place in Idaho that hasn't been affected by this. I had staff look into it, and we may have two counties that haven't received some kind of an investment from this grant program. And so if you go to a place like ARCO, their ball field and a picnic shelter there is an example. Tennis courts and pickleball courts, acquisition and development of those parks themselves, and anything you can think of related to the kind of recreation opportunities that cities and counties provide.
So what does this mean for Idaho then when this basically lapses in a couple of months?
If it were to lapse and not be reauthorized, we would lose a major source for some, especially in rural areas that don't have recreation districts, maybe not have the money to invest in, you know, public recreation, outdoor recreation. This would be a blow to them.
Adam, what about the political aspect of this? And what I mean is in 2015, when Congress allowed the fund to lapse, but then there was public outcry. Explain what happened in order to get that three-year extension.
That's a good question. I think that the Land and Water Conservation Fund isn't something that people every day think about. And when they realize that it is our local parks as well as our distant wilderness areas that are getting funds to help promote this outdoor recreation, then they realize, oh, this is something that I can support. And so When it gets into the news, which isn't that often, it reinvigorates our understanding of how this fund can help us across a whole range of conservation programs that affect us in our daily lives. So the outcry in 2015 gave the fund a short lease on life, a few more years, and we're running down to the to the wire here, and people are working hard to try to save the fund and get it reauthorized, and perhaps even on a permanent funding basis.
And I know David spoke about, you know, locally and from a statewide perspective on how it affects Idaho. But Adam, those funds also go to preserving national battlefields like Gettysburg. And if this lapses, does that mean there's no longer access to something like Gettysburg?
Well, I don't think so. I think we'd still be able to visit Gettysburg for sure. But acquiring new historical parks or trying to put together access plans for wild and scenic rivers or things like that, which the fund helps to provide as well, becomes more difficult. It's always difficult to get money out of Congress, and here's this fund of money that has not been fully allocated. One of the unique features of the fund is that the money goes into it, but it only comes out with a specific authorization and appropriation by Congress. So there's money to be used, and if that goes away, there won't be money to be appropriated for these sorts of things. And so access will deteriorate and in the future, and we won't have other opportunities.
So this is a good program. It doesn't use taxpayer dollars. We get parks. We get national monuments. Why was it allowed to expire back in 2015?
Good question. Representative Rob Bishop from Utah, I think, is the leading force trying to do this. But it gets connected with a broad array of environmental programs. And so anyone who opposes those or who wants to shrink the federal role in land management and conservation programs sees this as a target. And he, Bishop, offered an alternative bill that he said would fix some of the problems in the fund. Critics of that bill disagreed, of course, and we're living in a partisan age and an increasingly partisan age. And so I think it goes away or went away because of that heightened partisanship that we're seeing today, especially around these issues around conservation in the West and the larger opposition to public lands in certain quarters.
I'm speaking with David Langhorst, Director of Idaho's Department of Parks and Recreation, and joining us by phone is Adam Sowers. He's a professor of history at the University of Idaho, as well as a columnist with High Country News. We are talking about the Land Conservation Fund, the Land Water Conservation Fund, and it potentially lapsing come September. If you have any questions, we will try to answer those. You can always go to Twitter at KBSX915, find us on Facebook, or send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. David, if this does lapse come September, are we going to feel an effect in Idaho?
Well, I think so. For the last 3 years, just take a little snapshot, we have been able to fund $1 million worth every year of programs for state and county recreation, outdoor recreation. That money goes away.
It's gone.
Gone.
So then those programs...
Actually, as Adam said, it would sit in a fund, but it wouldn't be appropriated.
But you wouldn't be able to use it.
Effectively speaking, it's gone, yes.
And, you know, I think Adam also brought up a good point that it is something that, A, most people probably haven't heard of, and so you don't pay that much attention to it until all of a sudden you're talking about national parks, you're talking about local parks, how it benefits our state, especially being in the West. And is that when you see people starting to get involved?
Well, as a matter of fact, just over the last, I would say, 3 months or so, I have seen two or three organized efforts form in Idaho. Nonprofit groups, conservationists, you know, people that hunt and fish.
Because they see what could happen.
Yes.
If this lapses. So, Adam, where are we in this when it comes to potentially being ending in September? Is there a push from the powers that be, from Congress, to make sure this is continuing to be funded come September?
That's a good question, and trying to predict Congress's
right.
behavior is a challenge for sure. But you will continue to have opponents, but I'm going to try to be hopeful, which is not my natural proclivity. Just just today or yesterday, I think, in the Wall Street Journal, a Republican senator announced that this is an important fund and we need to keep it going. So I'm hopeful that the opponents will change their mind and will hear from constituents that this is a valuable thing that they experience when they go to those picnic shelters in their neighborhoods, but also to their local parks, state parks, and even the federal lands, too.
Is the hang-up, honestly, because, as you said, Adam, it's been lumped in with other ideas around environmentalism?
I think so. I think that there's a taint, if you will, for anything the federal government does in certain quarters of politics today. And so if it's a federal land, if it's seen primarily as a federal land issue and you don't like federal land conservation and environmental politics, then that seems to be something you're supposed to be against if you are in certain groups today.
And there is a definite difference in, I think, cultural thinking between the West and other parts of the nation, because we have a lot of those open federal lands.
Right. One of the things that's sort of interesting about the Land and Water Conservation Fund is it was primarily meant to, or the majority of the funds were directed toward urban and eastern sites rather than western sites. It was really seen as a complement to the Wilderness Act when it was passed. And so it's a unique fund because of how broad those dollars go and to support such a wide range of activities and programs.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on and talking about this today. We will now be keeping our eye on what happens in September with this. David Langhorst is the director of the Idaho Department of Parks and Recreation. Adam Sowards is a professor of history at the University of Idaho and a columnist with High Country News. We have been talking about the Land Water Conservation Fund and it potentially lapsing in September. Thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.